Welcome to another edition of Jai Time Turkeys. I'm at Time Turkeys on Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it right now. At Jai Time Turkeys on Instagram and YouTube. This episode I'm joined by.
I guess it's on S. Dot Carter. Still on the south side of Houston. S. Dot Sports One on X. Glad to be back.
Yes, indeed. Star Life Dynamite, Star Life Bangers, StarLifeCollection.com. It's been a while, a good month, but good to see you, good men.
Yo, Greasy Grim Pepe. I'm gonna need some background on that dynamite. We need to talk. Don't
Indeed,
know
indeed.
when the dynamite got added on. I need just need a follow-up, that's all.
For 2024.
No doubt, no doubt. Thanks for joining, gentlemen. Before we get into the basketball, because there's a lot of basketball to talk about, the NBA, one thing I'll say, man, they keep their name in the news. Keep their name in the news. So today we had Stephon Diggs being traded from Buffalo down to Houston
Wait a minute.
Texans.
You said NBA.
You say NBA,
Oh, my bad. NFL. The NFL keep, I mean, yeah, the NFL keeps their name in the news in the streets. Big trade. He's going to Houston for a second round pick. Buffalo's trading away a sixth round pick and getting a fifth round in return. And it's just the timing is so funny because yesterday there was a tweet out where somebody was like, "John, yeah, Stephon Diggs is cool, but he didn't make Josh Allen." And Stephon Diggs replied, "Like, you sure?" So I don't know if he already knew the trade was coming, or if this just
That wouldn't
really
matter.
life's timing.
That
You
wouldn't.
said
That
what?
wouldn't.
No,
That's what
I'm
we.
not saying that. I'm saying
That's
if
what we
Diggs
would.
already knew he's about to be traded.
Okay.
Because the Josh Allen splits are like, we're going to find out if it was just Josh Allen growing or if he grew exponentially because he had a Stephon Diggs there. So, what did y'all think on that?
Actually,
We
I
know
think
how
it
I
was.
feel about Texas. I'm excited.
They put it together.
Playoff football in the football state is down. It's different down here, so it's gonna be exciting, man. I can't wait. Like I was saying in the production, I'm not gonna be able to afford the tickets anymore because they're gonna be through the roof. But I'm gonna show up to the game and be at the tailgates. I'll be at one of the establishments around here watching the games. Enjoying winning football. Sorry, Cowboys.
No
I mean,
offense
as he
taken.
also said in production, Super Bowl odds went from 10 to 3, from 10th to 3rd. Like,
Yeah.
so
I
somebody
mean,
knows what's up. They
look,
did a real good job this offseason, man. They did a real good job.
last two off season, right? We got to put last year in it too.
Definitely. I mean,
It's
this
got to
is
be best turnarounds like ever. I mean,
yeah.
depending on how this season plays out, but this is like a historic turnaround. We're gonna have to say
Yeah,
it's
that's
all
how you jumpstart a franchise. Because
yeah.
they was and
Shout out to the Cleveland Browns.
Even Brown, I knew
Shout out,
that was
but
coming.
also shout out to the Carolina Panthers. Most importantly.
Yeah, I mean the Panthers one really hurts because at least the Browns could say, "Hey, we thought we was getting a franchise QB." Like the Panthers, like it's just there's no delaying it. It's just every time CJ Stroud played, they just reminded, "Damn, we could have had him."
Oh,
Like,
man.
"Damn, we could have had him." Because to make matters worse, like they don't got their first round pick this year.
Oof.
Like that's what make it worse. Like, damn, they only got their first round pick this year. That's ooh-wee. I don't even think like if you're Bryce Young, do you even watch the draft? Like, do you even watch it? Do you even want to get mad or do you go do
First
something
step.
else? Like, you go do something else with your time that's gonna make you happy. Cause like I, cause all, it's not even who the, it's not only who the Panthers pick. It's like the, you know, the entire telecast is gonna be about what Houston's done and how it started last year. And you know, the Panthers don't got a first round pick, and Bryce Young is really short, and da 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 da. Like, yeah, I might watch it on mute, or I might go do something else.
Go do something else.
Just can't watch the first night. Come back day two.
Fair, fair. There was something else I wanted to talk about with the NFL, and not the sad news. We'll get to that later. But since I can't think of it, we might as well jump right into the basketball. We'll save the media is the most exciting stuff for last. We'll go to the NBA. They, I think, last 2 weeks of the season, or yeah, last 10 days or something.
Days.
Right
In the
now
regular
in
season?
Boston, yeah.
Yeah, regular.
Oh yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, Boston is whipping up on OKC by like 33. Damn, that shit jumped to 33 real quick. Breaking news, sort of. It looked like Zion might have got hurt tonight.
What?
Like within the last 5 minutes. Looked like somebody dove on his leg.
Well,
And
they
he had to
can't
go to
talk.
the locker room.
They
So, and
can't talk shit.
I was just thinking, because I saw a tweet that he hit the 65 game mark, and it was the most games he played in his career. And I was like, damn, for all the shit we gave this dude, like talking about he was out of shape and he was big, he still ended up playing more, well, he's at 65 games, which some other players cannot say that for this year. And this game's going to the locker room. So, where I wanted to start in the West for the play-in tournament, well, two questions, one at the bottom, one at the top. Who gets left out? Do you think the Kings fall enough without Malik Monk? And do the Rockets stay hot enough to grab the last play-in? And then at the top, are the Nuggets just inevitable to get that number one seed?
With I guess with OKC losing tonight, they'll be tied tonight or be a
Yeah, there'll
half a
be
game.
a full game. There'll be a full day. There's a half game coming into tonight. So there'll be a full game up on OKC.
Nuggets are playing tonight.
I don't think so. I think I saw them on the schedule.
Then they'll be tied then. Either way,
Nah, the
I think
Nuggets were up
Nuggets
already.
up. Yeah, Nuggets up half a game.
The Nuggets are already in first place right now.
Excuse me, I apologize. I thought OKC was up. Yeah, Nuggets, they're gonna keep that number one seed. Because Shea might not even, I mean, 10 games left, 10 days. Shea, is he playing tonight? He didn't play last night.
Play tonight.
The second night of a back-to-back. Yeah, they'd probably be cool in the second seed. Yeah. But
Minnesota's still right there.
Kings won last night. They beat the Clippers last night.
So then I guess that brings me to the next question. If the Nuggets get the number one seed, then we're
But
looking at a collision course for the first round. Cause I don't. Well,
you
Nuggets
got the team first.
might make the eight. Cause right now,
They were
the
ninth.
Lakers. Excuse me. The luck. Yeah, the Lakers are one game back of the Suns for the eighth spot, and the Kings. But they don't hold the tiebreaker with the Kings at all. I think they got. Yeah, they don't hold the tiebreaker with the Kings. So, they need to get to that eighth seed and be the seventh seed, because I don't think they're beating the Nuggets. That's the one team in the top six that I think they don't really like. They don't want to see them. There's an inevitability with the Lakers and the Nuggets. Like, the game could be going one way the entire game, but with like 5 minutes left, if the Nuggets are in striking distance, they, for whatever reason, catch the Lakers every time. So What do you guys think on that? Do you think the Lakers need the seven seed if the Nuggets are one? Or do you think they just need to, I mean, do you think they need to avoid the Nuggets at all costs or what?
They absolutely need to get out of the play-in. Absolutely.
Out of the play-in?
They have to get out of the play-in.
That's not happening.
They can make it to seven. Seven plays in the play-in?
Yeah, seven, eight.
Seven plays out here. Well, yeah.
So they still have to play the Warriors at it's seven.
And the Warriors.
No, they don't. If they get to seven, they're not playing the Warriors. They'll be playing whoever's the Kings. Well,
and we assume.
Yeah, they'll be playing the Kings. The Warriors are 11. The Warriors are not. They three games back at 8. They're not getting to that seven. I mean, 10. Excuse me.
I thought the play-in was 7, 10, 8, 9.
Play-in is 7, 8. Winner nine. Gets 7, yeah, and then 9-10, and the loser of 7-8 plays the winner of 9-10 for the number 8 seed. Okay. So if they get to that 7-8 game and they win, then
yeah, they gotta
they're
get
good to go.
They got to get 7.
I think it means, I think we'll see. I think the Suns about to play tonight, so we'll see. Because if the Suns lose, then I think LA will be in the seven. See, I don't know all the tiebreakers and shit, but they want to play the Kings without Malik Monk. I don't think the Kings will have enough firepower in a playoff situation. But it's one game, you never know. Over in the East, Joel Embiid came back last night. It looked better than I expected him to, I'm not gonna lie. They beat OKC. Shea didn't play last night as well, so I don't know how much we toss on that, but Maxi didn't play either. I was about to say that, but do we think Philly now moves into its rightful or like the third best team in the East automatically, or we still got to see something in the playoffs? No, anybody?
Joel got he got to get you know get his legs up under him. That's the thing. I mean, he can get his legs. Maxi could come back healthy, but
what seed are they looking at? If like the playoff stop, where would they be?
Seven.
Hold on, let me pull it up. I just had it up. Yeah, they took a slayer. Right now, they 8, a game and a half back of Miami for 7. Now, that would be an intriguing playing game. Heat culture versus Embiid, who hasn't necessarily played his best in the playoffs.
What's the 3 through 5, 3 through 7 in the East?
So it's Cleveland, Orlando, New York, Indy. Those are three. That's 3 through 6. Indy's a half game ahead of Miami and 2 games ahead of Philly. But the 4 through 8 is pretty fluid. They only 3.5 games separate 4 through 8. So this last week of the season will be a lot of shuffling in the East. Of course, Boston, I think they just clinched home court throughout the East tonight. And then like Milwaukee's 5 games ahead of Miami, so I don't think they could drop that far. But yeah, 4 through 8 might make some movement because Orlando's 4, and I don't think anyone believes.
We talking about Doc Knight or not?
I mean, we can. I didn't hear his quotes, but you know, it's sounded like more of the same. Like, so everybody fault but his.
I was just wondering, that record since he took over the job.
I mean, they lost last night.
Yeah, they lost to the Wizards. Yeah, that was not a good look. And I think everybody played.
I think they're 15-10. Is that what it is?
Nah.
Is it the other
since
way
Doc took over? Since 15. Doc took over, they They've got the same amount of losses as they had. If actually, I think they had now have more losses than when Adrian Griffin was the coach.
Then at 15 and 14. He was
Yeah, it might
30.
be 15 and 14
And then
because
15 and
he
14.
was 30 and
30 and
30
13.
and 13, some
Yeah.
shit like yeah. But I mean, I still don't. If the players didn't think they was gonna win with them, I don't. That's what they had to do. Now, maybe they shouldn't have picked Doc, but if the players didn't think he was going to be able to lead them to a title, I don't know. Don't know why to keep him. I mean, we saw the same shit with David Blatt. We just have the hindsight of like nobody better than I. And it was like, yeah, we got to get Dave Blatt up out of here in the middle of the season.
They shouldn't have got the title that they got to begin with.
Yeah, about to say that. They are looking
So, I don't, I mean, I'm gonna leave it alone because I can't talk about my team until June. So anyway.
I'll tell you what, the title they shouldn't have got, in your opinion, if Blatt was there, it wouldn't have been a question because they wouldn't have got it.
Oh, I ain't
No,
talking about Pete. No, he's talking
talking
about
about Milwaukee.
Bucks. I know I
Oh,
ain't talking
they shouldn't have
about
got it. Oh,
Phoenix.
you see
They should beat the Nets.
See, you don't remember them winning the
Oh,
title.
the shoe
Yeah.
size. Ooh.
Yeah, they lost to the Nets.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
But I mean, I just don't think, well, I want to say they don't have enough. It's Middleton. Middleton is the key, and he's just too up and down. But they still don't have enough of Boston. I think Boston is just going to be too much. So,
Boston beat themselves, though.
yeah. Watching them, they're like, they shoot way too many threes. It's just like, come on. Like,
No
the threes
reason.
that shoot, it's like, bruh. But, yeah.
Are they first in threes and last in twos?
I don't know
Something
about
crazy.
that. They definitely take the most threes. I think I
Eventually,
heard
number
this.
one in threes. So I would believe that second part because I know for a fact they number one in
But
threes.
no team has ever won the title like that, ever.
I mean, look, we as I think
Yeah, it was the first for
style.
everything. That's
But
too much.
they got the talent though. They got all the pieces. They had the pieces the past six seasons.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So it's no nil. They losing this. This Porzingis addition, man. I
About
mean,
to say, I don't think they had all the pieces before. Like you didn't think they were going to lose the Warriors series, but once they started to lose it, no one was shocked. It's got old man. They just played them like the old man at the court. And but you wasn't shocked. Like it didn't look like old man versus young boy because they all NBA players. But once they got to game four, I was like, oh, they bought they're not winning this series. Like it's just old man, we've been here before. Yeah, I haven't. And to be fair, they were never there. Like they've been so good that like we still gotta remember, like, this is what, Tatum's seventh year in the league?
They're so young, like we forget that
Like
they're still, young guy, relatively
just
young.
entering, yeah. They're just entering their prime of what an NBA player is supposed to be when you put it all together.
But they pushed the Cavs to six games that year.
What, the first year? No, that was seven.
They went to seven games. But it's just like we forget. Like just like they've been good for a while, but they haven't learned how to win yet. Hopefully they get it this year. But
I mean, you in Boston, man. Just like you gonna get the call, drive to the basket. It's okay. Like shoot some free throws.
they should have
You gonna have to
Ryan
shoot a
Pace.
step back three every time you come down the court.
Yeah.
I've
It'd be
said before on this podcast, I'm tired of Tatum saying he's Kobe. He's not Kobe. I'm tired of him wearing the shoes, the arm sleeve. All of that. He just don't have that.
He wear Jordans. He's Team Jordan.
I get that, but still.
That's his man. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. But they're number one throughout the playoffs, not just in the East.
They got enough. So, yeah.
The best record, yeah.
But then, like, they got to do it because they was number one in the East last year and fucking gave up four straight games at home in the conference finals.
I'm just trying to pick them.
I think they can beat the Nuggets.
So here's what I think.
It's what you said before. They can beat anybody, but they beat themselves.
Joker. Well, I mean, it's a good matchup. It's a better matchup.
Joker
has we'll see.
Yes, against the Celtics.
You say he has his way?
Yeah, he doesn't put up his normal numbers against the Celtics.
That's what I'm saying. It's a better matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll just see. That will be if they will truly see if they learned anything from their first finals appearance together. Because, like, we know what the Nuggets will do. They know what they're going to do. They know who they are. They know all the roles. They know everything. I'm still not sure about that with the Celtics.
You say like, Cat Williams now.
Right.
They know we're going to be there.
I just think
it's like what you said with Boston and the Warriors last year, like nobody was shocked, like they just gonna have to, people have to see it, and I know they got Porzingis, but people still have to see it, because this dude take one more contested step back three instead of just driving to the hole, man, and get you a foul, go to the free throw line, go get your you know, 10, 12 free throws a game.
Yeah. Very true. Well, let's move to the NCAA tournament. Start on the men's side. Bit of news today. UConn's not leaving Connecticut or wherever they're at to get to Phoenix until 11:30 tonight. They were supposed to leave at 6. So this can make this final four go one or two ways. Like, they may be tired, or they may come out there with now we got to really bust y'all ass because the goddamn plane didn't want us to be here. So now we really got to come out and continue kicking ass because they won 10 straight tournament games by 13 plus points.
Was it a weather delay? Like, what was the problem?
Mechanical problem with the plane, and then they couldn't find the crew members, because you know they got FAA regulations that you can only work so many hours, and so they had to wait to find a crew or reschedule a crew or whatever the case may be. But I just saw they're getting out at 11:30, so I mean, I think this is theirs to lose. They just, they get a 30-0 run Saturday, like, I mean, what? I don't know what other teams are supposed to do with that. They got the big man to combat Purdue's Edie if they see him in a championship game. They can play many different styles. Like, they can run up, they can slow the game down. They play defense, like, and their coach has them. I don't even know if he has them remembering they won a title last year. Like, he just doesn't seem like the type that's like, oh, let's rest on our laurels. He's more like killing ant with a sledgehammer type of mentality. So, what do you guys think? That UConn's tournament to lose, or somebody give him some real run in this Final Four?
I guess Purdue would be a good matchup because of the two big men. But I don't like the skill from UConn is a lot better than Purdue. So I don't see it being any other way. I do think DJ Burns will make it colorful. See how he plays in the Final Four. See what they can do. I think, you get a little streaky with some things. So that might be exciting for a little bit. But, yeah, I think UConn's got too much. Like, they don't really have stars. They have a whole bunch of really good role players, and it's a bunch of them. Well, you know, you got your 3-and-D, you got your guards, you got a couple of big men. So, yeah, it might be UConn repeat. I'm a little mad. My Houston Cougars didn't go a little bit further. They're too beat up though.
Yeah, that turned the ankle really changed that. Even though they were still in the game, but you could see how they missed them in the final possessions. Like not just the last one, but just like the previous 3-4 possessions. Like they didn't get good shots. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they definitely missed them. Duke, man, that like it's the second time they lost to a rival North Carolina school in like the past. When did Coach K retire? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Yeah.
Three.
So like that two tournament losses to your two in-state rivals in the past 3 years, that got to sting. Like that got to sting. Them players can't even really go. They can't go hang out much outside of town. I mean,
it shouldn't even like, make it down.
It shouldn't have, but they was there, and that was a team you're supposed to beat. Like they got 13 losses coming into the tournament. You're supposed to beat them, you Duke, and then like they just kind of like big boy you the same way they big boy you in the ACC tournament. Mm-hmm. Like,
but it was crazy. It was telling two halves because first half they Duke kind of had them.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean,
Burns went off in the second half.
I mean, that's why I got a sting. You couldn't even close it out against a team you just saw 2 weeks ago, so you know what they will do. Like, and you still couldn't do nothing with it.
Duke was mad at one brother that they always have, the Grant Hill, Zion, the Tatum. That's what they was missing, man. they got a little dirty. Get random rebounds and all of that. And, you know, they got the short little point guard, just black.
They don't have that train.
Yeah.
And then, that hoop. Go get a bucket.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the rest of their recruiting class, but they're the big number one recruit. Cooper Flagg is going there. So doesn't seem like they getting that player anytime soon.
I think he's
bucket. You said what?
I think he could be that player for him. Cooper Flagg.
I mean,
he just won't have the complexion, you know. But he
definitely could be there.
His little Mike Mason. I think he's little
JJ Redick for him.
This gonna be out of control.
Redick / Leitner.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Switching gears, we go to the women's tournament, and whoo, baby, that Monday night, those were some games. First, we had Iowa avenging their loss in the championship game to LSU. Kaitlin Clark dropped 41 with 12 assists, and then we had UConn beating USC. And Dre, what was that Sunday we talked about it? At what did we talk about? Saturday, I told Dre, like, yo, UConn is probably going to beat USC because when I watched USC in the tournament, like, they have players, but they don't have a team. Like, there was no understood pecking order. And, like, UConn's a machine on defense. Like, all right, you're the best player. We're going to do what we need to do to shut you down or let you get yours and make everybody else do something, you know, they're not used to doing or that would get the other team out. And that's exactly what they did. Like, I saw too many possessions where, like, Juju didn't touch the ball. And, like, people was doing their own thing. And it wasn't like she was just standing in the corner either. She was moving around. But, like, somebody just go to the other side and shoot a shot. And that's all I kept thinking. Like, damn it, do they not know they playing with Juju Watkins? Like, yo, like
they definitely put his cards and like in all their games. They kind of just, yeah. It's like loving basketball without the love part. They make her, you know, prove herself and be like, nah, you still a freshman. You know, it's just like, dang, you know, she could be like, and it is funny, like sports radio, like, okay, now that Caitlin Clark is going to the WNBA and we know Angel Reese is going now, like, what's left for women's college basketball? Like, have y'all been watching it? Like, if Juju doesn't go, like, they're still players out. I mean, like, they, again, it's mainstream talk radio. And I'm going to call them out, the junkies on 106.7. They see them, like, four white guys, middle-aged white guys. I'm like, of course, they're going to push Caitlin Clark. And it's like, okay, Caitlin Clark's good, but I don't think she's that women's basketball to herself. She doesn't have a lot. She's good, but, like we can even put Paige Buckner in there. It's like, we forgot that she tore ACL, and she's a hell of a ball player, too. Like, so it's just Flaugé's like, I didn't realize how good of an athlete she was until they, like, I knew she was good, but she like gets after it. Then like Anisha, what's Anisha's last name? Morrow. Mm-hmm. Neva McKay, at being a freshman and playing, she looked good. Like, I'm forgetting somebody else, but even the players on Iowa, other than Caitlin Carter, are good ball players. Like, if you're not just caught up in the moment, if you really like women's basketball, people still gonna watch it. I mean, not to the mm-hmm. numbers, but it's women's basketball, college basketball is in a good place. And we haven't
even a good place. Yeah, or the freshman at Notre Dame. Her name starts with an H, I cannot remember. But like, she's good. Like, yeah, college basketball, women's college basketball is gonna be just fine. What Caitlin Clark is doing, though, is bringing the eyes. And what I think it is like other fan bases are like, oh, okay, we can do this and get behind our player. And that'll be what makes the numbers stay afloat in between the super big games. But to your point, Paige says she's coming back next year. You got all these freshmen who can't go to the league, so they got to come back. And then you got transfers who will be switching teams. Like the girl from Virginia Tech, because Virginia Tech coach left. She's in the transfer portal. So I think, like you said, women's basketball is in a good place. If you watch it, like, it's what men's basketball at its best was doing. You have people stand there for 2 to 3 years, 2 to 4 years. You get to know them. And then when the tournament comes, you actually know who these guys are. Like, we know the dude from Purdue. We didn't name anybody on UConn. We just said they had a bunch of players. We named nobody by name. We named DJ Burns because he's been playing well the last 2 weeks. But in February, none of us would have known who the hell he was. And, like, we got Cooper Flagg coming in, but, like, that's one player. Like,
Shannon Jr. I can't remember his first name. Who he played for?
Michigan State? Illinois.
But yeah, like, he kind of took a hit with those allegations that he's going to be fighting after the tournament. But like,
I almost forgot about that.
He gets after it, you know, like he's a hooper, like, certified. Like, see how that turns out for him. But yeah.
So I mean, the women's game is in a good place. We got the Final Four coming up. We'll be talking about 5-10 minutes about women's basketball, and we didn't mention the number one rated team who's undefeated. Like, that's how good of a place the game is in.
And that's what, like, Dawn's been saying all week.
But I think they like that.
Because you ain't said nothing about us.
I think she's saying that to the public, but I think to her team, like, that's an easy thing to put up on the bulletin board right there. Easy. Nope. It's like, oh, y'all think y'all did something? Like, no, they don't even. Y'all just here. Y'all just playing for second is what they essentially saying.
They don't even know
Caitlin Clark. Right.
Yeah. This is the Caitlin Clark.
Which is, yeah. which is crazy because, like, again, they just reloaded. Then they lost three starters to the WNBA last year.
And then I will be last time. That's the last loss they had, right? South Carolina.
Aaliyah Boston's last game. So, I mean, they're on a collision course. So that's the crazy thing about the Final Four, because, like, let's say UConn beats Iowa, then UConn South Carolina is a rematch of 2 years ago. No. Yeah, 2 years ago, before Paige tore ACL. That, like, the South Carolina, when South Carolina beat UConn, that was Geno's first loss in the championship with UConn. I think it was like 11-0. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that's the thing about the women's game too. Like, right now, the storylines are just much, much better than the men's storylines. Like, 1,000%.
Only storyline we really got is DJ Burns.
Who's South Carolina playing? Girls. Who are they playing?
NC State.
South Carolina State.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Both of the schools in the Final Four, I saw something like that. Mm-hmm.
First time. UConn and North Carolina State, yeah.
But the thing, so this is the crazy part. The last two times that UConn, men's and women's, were both in the Final Four, both of them won the championship. 2004, 2014. Hmm. So, a lot of streaks on the line here.
Wait a minute, every 10 years, that's crazy. Somebody need to look in the numerology for that or something, man. That's kind of wild.
Don't worry, if we look on the internet, I'm sure someone already has done that and saw some post on Reddit already. Yeah, so as Star Life mentioned earlier, Angel Reese declared for the draft. So she's going in the draft this year. I believe they said she's a number 7 projected pick. One pick after the Mystics. Some point we'll talk about the WNBA, because I don't know what the Mystics are doing. But it's, I don't know, it's going to be, I can't project it, but I don't think it's going to be a good summer for the Mystics.
One of the GOATs, Shamika, says she need to come back, sharpen her offensive game up.
But so I think, I forgot, it might have been Dominique Foxworth. Like, if she come back, she might need to go to another team, because I tell you one thing, Kim Mulkey ain't going to do. It ain't going to sharpen her skills for the WNBA. Kim Mulkey will be like, get down there, get your back to the basket, help me win some games. That's what you here for. She ain't going to be like, oh, yeah, all right, let's get you some jumper packages. Let's get some plays where you pop out to shoot the jumper. Nope, you go get your back to the basket. That's what we go do here. So while I agree she probably could use another year to work on different aspects of her game, her coach ain't going to allow her to do that. Like, Mulkey's like the opposite of Calipari. Get you ready for the league. You in the league, baby. You in the SEC. This the league you in. Kyle Parr is like, no. I get you ready for that other league. Oh, we ain't get past the second round this year. Who cares, buddy? like Boogie Cousins said, you told John Wall, what the hell are you crying for? You about to be the number 1 pick. Like, what you crying for? Because we lost a second round game. So, I don't think going back to play for that coach would be the best development for her.
Yeah. You know, I want to see Michaela and Flauge get busy.
That's about to be their show for real. Which, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And then, last thing to talk about this, like, I hate giving, like, stupid stuff airtime, but Emmanuel Acho was on Speak for Yourself and gave some long, convoluted thing, but essentially was like, when Angel Reese gave her press conference, where she was crying and gave her speech about all the stuff she's been through since winning the title last year, he was basically saying, you can't be big dogging on the court or trying to be a villain and then crying. And, you know, he earned his vitriol. But I was trying to figure out, like, when did she sign up to be the villain? Like, that was given to her because she was a brash player and talking trash, but she didn't sign up to be the villain. And so, like, go ahead.
What was the LA Times article?
Oh, yeah.
Call them the dirty debutantes.
Dirty debutantes. Yeah.
Okay. Said that Iowa was milking cookies.
No, it wasn't even Iowa. That was before the UCLA game.
That was before that game. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, UCLA. That's right. My bad. I'm tripping.
Yeah, it was because that's why it was an LA Times column. Yeah, that wasn't even. I'm pretty sure a lot of copy editors in the state of Iowa was like, hey man, go change your story. We're not putting this out. Like, we nope. Oh, you can't write it? Cool. We'll get somebody else. Cause it was those stories probably never seen the light of day because some editor in Iowa was like, I'm not losing my job for this, but yeah. I guess for me, like, it brings back the thing of one, like, these kids are young. Like, she's 21 years old. And I can't imagine the pressure, like, of all of this and hearing crap from people who don't have a tenth of the athleticism. And I know that young, they're not thinking about that in that terms. So, like, oh, I can't imagine all the hate mail, all of the emails, all of the different stuff. And then to have this dude come on TV and say that, like, I think it proved her point, actually. That's what I took away from it. Like, your comment proved her point as to why, like, for the last year, like, she hasn't been happy.
I think Ryan Clark hitting him with a little subliminal. Said, cats be coming on TV trying too hard to sound intelligent. And, mm-hmm. Sound stupid. Like,
Jordan had a good take too. I guess I was on the same show. Just saying we accept all of that from the men's players, but we don't from the women, from black women players. It's not accepted. They gotta just, you know, they can't be outspoken, not even outspoken, but they can't, like, brash. I keep saying this attitude. I don't like that. That's not, it just has a negative connotation. It's like they play with attitude, like
angry black woman.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because when they want to, they say they play with an edge. That's a white girl. They play with an edge. But it's a black girl, they play with attitude.
Oh, the white girl plays with passion.
Yeah. But, yeah. Joy had a good take on that. Like, we see Dame with the Dame time. And everybody with their little, you know, mannerisms and whatnot. But when she did this, it rubbed everybody the wrong way. Even like watching that game of it, like when she fouled out, like I said, I think she handled that like with the utmost class. Like mm-hmm. when they were waving her by and all of that. Just, even though she waved to the other girl, I don't want to say the other young lady in the, what game did they have?
Middle, was it Middle Tennessee State? It was a team in blue. I can't remember. Yeah, oh, no, Creighton. It was Creighton.
When she she fouled out and she waved at her, but it just, everybody, it's just kind of piling on. And it's like, yeah. After a while, that gets to you. But she has her ring. I mean, LSU has their ring, you know? So it's kind of like, all right, we lost, but we won last year. Like, you know.
You won in the game that he counted.
Yeah. Y'all still got some more work to do. We handled business last year in a convincing way, too. So, you know. But that was a good game on Monday. Even with them running it up. Man, they didn't even really run it up.
They ain't run it up. I mean, yeah.
They couldn't. LSU wasn't hitting shots. Like, all those, like, jumpers they tried, they just couldn't hit shots. It was like, and Caitlin was hot.
Yeah, the others for Iowa stepped up. The other players. Because they kept them in the, like, it was a game of runs. The first, Iowa came out fast. LSU responded. The others kept them in it. Caitlin Clark sprinkled in, and then the third quarter, she went nuclear. Like, it was kind of reminiscent of, like, Steph Curry. Third quarter, she just came out there hitting shots, and, like, multiple LSU players was just like, yo, what do you want us to do? Like,
man,
we
where
hear.
She up from, man? That was crazy. Oh my God.
Even though I will say, like, can't do them no favors. Putting Haley Van Lith on her, that was not the move. Like, I get to start the game, you don't want to get Flajene in foul trouble, but sometime in that third quarter, you got to make that switch because she was eating that poor girl alive. Like, she was just eating her alive. And she couldn't recover enough to, like, even be in her vision for the jumper. Like, that was the problem. So, like, all right, you get beat. That happens. But, like, you a full 3 inches shorter and you behind her, you can't jump high enough and you're not long enough to even affect the vision of her shot. So I think I might have just, like, all right, Flajene, I know you got two fouls or whatever, but, like, this danger time, we need you to like, contest some. And if she draining them over you, then we'll live with that. Like, all right, we'll live with that. But
she tried Poa, yeah, too. Poa got in foul trouble.
Right. But when she put Poa on her, Caitlin Clark was not as effective in the first half. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, all right, we could put the taller defender, but look, 41-12. Yeah, you could have tried somebody else. It wouldn't have hurt you to try somebody else.
The defense was, yeah, that's too at the rim. They're post defense. They were just giving them free lanes to the basket like all night too. That was kind of like I seen that from like the beginning of the game. Like, they keep getting to the rack like this, LSU's not going to win because they was like, I know Angel had a couple of blocks, but just in transition, they just look discombobulated.
And then Angel rolled her ankle, which definitely, I think, it didn't change her play on offense, but definitely on defense, like, not as mobile, and not as, like, you know, able to close out or switch off and contest the lane. So, as much as I want to pick UConn over Iowa, I think we're on the collision course, Iowa, South Carolina, for the title, undefeated season on the line. And that game, though, I'm going to pick South Carolina if that was to happen. So,
I wouldn't be shocked if UConn.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
A lot of reason why LSU lost was bad coaching. Mm. So you get a lot of better coaching, it might go on to beat Iowa.
Yeah, my only hesitation about UConn is they only go about 6D. And so, like, yeah, like, you, the problem is, like, the problem with going 6D is if Caitlin Clark gets hot, like, you have to expend so much energy to stay in the game. Like, you don't have necessarily enough energy for the finishing kick. But, I mean, they've been hit with killer injuries. Like, they have a whole starting five with season-ending injuries. And at UConn, that means, like, good players. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I can't pull a trigger on picking them. So, I mean, last time we were on and we talked about this, I picked USC. Just looks like it might have been the wrong one. They didn't follow the Melo plan, as Dame Lillard tweeted out while that game was going on. Like, she's just like Melo. Give her the ball and get out the way. The plays will happen. They didn't follow that plan. So, repicking again, who y'all got winning the women's title?
I see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I have from jump. So, yeah.
Okay.
Who says different?
You said what?
I said, who says something different?
Middle America.
Right. I thought one of us did.
In between the Rockies and the Mississippi.
Yeah, that's true. That is really just in between the Rockies and the Mississippi. It's very true. And so lastly, I think it's kind of fitting the end on this now. Oh, go ahead. No,
before we go on, I do think men's college is going to get a little bit better because we got a lot of the old stars' kids coming up pretty soon. I know Cooper Flagg is the number one player, but like number three or four, something like that. Ron Harper's son, he's going to be at Rutgers.
The Boozer Twins.
The Boozer Twins coming next year. One. And then, you know, you got LeBron's kids.
Elijah Arenas, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then about, Mello.
Matt Barnes' kids.
Matt Barnes.
Barnes, y'all.
Damn, we getting old, man.
Kenny Martin's son, who is?
Kenny Martin's on the elite.
He already, you got another son?
He has two.
I thought he had another
son. Just had the one.
Yeah, the one. He's in Houston, right? Is he still?
No, they traded him.
They traded him.
I think it's. But
what do y'all think Bronny's going to train?
He probably going to go to Syracuse.
Think so?
Syracuse. Yeah, he's not that good.
Why you think so?
Yeah, why? Because
Syracuse will take him. What you mean?
Anybody will take him.
Nah, he's not that.
A lot of people think Ohio State.
Nah.
Yeah, I thought it was Ohio State or Duquesne.
No.
People say he should go to George Mason or Dayton or something.
Yeah, man.
Really somewhere out the spotlight. I mean, the spotlight's gonna follow him, but just
it's gonna be out of control if he went somewhere like that. George Mason.
Tough for Bronny.
Look, I can't name anybody on Georgetown's roster. So, we'll know one thing. He'll get people to come to the games. So,
something strange happened. Like when Ohio State's coach got fired, they hired the assistant as a full-time coach. One of the assistants, I think he had retired. And then when Bronny announced he was transferring, like the assistant that retired said he was coming back.
That was another, not to cut you off. So I don't know. I got another point to make after you.
That's it. That's all I got.
But they were saying the Bron's teammate at Duquesne's? Not Duquesne. Duquesne's?
Duquesne. He's the coach. He's the guy who's the head coach.
Right. They were
his high school teammate.
There as well.
Yeah, that's why I said Duquesne.
That's what you did, my bad.
Drew Joyce.
Mm-hmm. That was the coach's son. Yeah. High school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
And when he posted when Drew Joyce posted, you know, posted his family after he got the job. You know, talking about how like family is everything, and then LeBron posted, "Sure is." Mm-hmm. So people started making connections with that, I'm like that's just a home, man. Chill out.
This is the life. This is the life. All right, y'all got anything else? Did I miss anything from the sports world? Baseball started, but we got 180 more days to talk about that shit.
Mookie Betts.
You said what?
Mookie Betts is the best player in baseball.
It's like, so like, y'all remember Sports Talk Baseball?
Yeah.
Like Barry Bonds was the only player, I think it was like on the diamond, like you got like four attributes or something like that. And Barry Bonds was the only player that had all four attributes. So it didn't matter where you put him on defense. you put him anywhere on the field, he was going to be spectacular. Like that's Mookie Betts is doing that now.
I don't know if that realist was, but it's like leads in all categories, leads in all statistics or something. They didn't even break it down, just leads in everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
he's good,
man.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good, and it's crazy that Boston traded him for pennies on a dollar. because they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
Boston, exactly. Of all Boston places. Boston
didn't want to pay somebody.
And Boston is still trash since then.
Still trash. Like, shit is crazy.
Not only Mookie Betts, yeah.
You said what?
But not only Mookie Betts, David Price, too. A lot of people.
Yeah. Craziness. I don't know what these baseball owners be thinking.
Racism. But, that bottom line.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in baseball. It's a lot on all sides of it. Shohei Ohtani with the gambling. Wilder Franco, the dude in Tampa Bay who hasn't played all season because of the stuff that's going on with him in the Dominican Republic. And yeah, that whole scandal of fiasco. So yeah, baseball got a lot of days and a lot of things to talk about.
And they're tanking again.
You said who?
The A's are tanking again.
But they're playing in front of nobody. So, like, if a team is tanking and nobody sees it, like, what do we do with that? And the Vegas don't really want them, apparently.
Nope.
So, like, it's a shit show. It is a shit show.
I was mad. We opened up with them with a 4-game series. I was mad we lost one of the games. I'm like, it's supposed to be giveaways.
Hey, look, they probably thought it was. They probably thought it was still spring training. Nobody was in the stands. They probably was like, "Oh shit, this is another spring training game." Somebody was like, "Hey man, it's the regular season. These games count." Oh, I didn't know there was nobody in the stands.
In that series, they had a player. He was hitting like 492. Had an on base percentage over .001, and they sent him down to AAA.
Yep.
I can't remember his name, but yeah, like
that's because he was trying to save his rookie year or something. They try to save his.
Yeah. They try to save their time.
Yeah,
before he goes. That's a whole nother crazy arbitration. Well, the clock starts depending on how many games you play them before.
Yeah,
I think it's before May 30th. I could be wrong. Might be May 1st, but if they reach a certain number of games before May 30th, it counts as a whole year, and it starts the clock on you paying them.
Yeah. Yep.
Sucks.
Yeah. The Yankees are good. Or at least they beat the hell out of the Astros.
Juan Soto looks good.
He does, right. But I think he.
I apologize.
Not going to stay there.
Because that went way over my head. When did he get to New York?
He got traded this offseason. Nah. Okay. Yeah. So you didn't. It wasn't long.
Man.
Yeah. He might stay there, but he can't really make them pay every cent. Because it was when he said that quote about, like, he loved being with the Nationals and he wanted to stay there, but that's when he recognized it was a business. I'm like, oh, he's telling the Yankees, get ready to pony up, boys, because it's not, you go hit that number for me, buddy. So and he's going out and showing it.
Well, if it's one or two teams, if them or the Dodgers, they'll do it. They'll give him a crazy ass deal, 13 years for $300 million, something crazy.
Yeah, he's gonna get more than 300.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see Bobby Bonilla deferred some of his payments to stretch it out some more.
Hey, say I like getting this check like I'm working.
It's going to 2035.
Nice.
Keep the money coming in. I saw on Instagram, he's not the only player getting money still.
Still getting paid.
It's like Brent Saberhagen still getting paid. Ken Griffey still getting paid. Ken Griffey still getting, yeah, Ken Griffey, yeah. Man, these motherfuckers still getting checks.
They going to stop getting paid when Shohei stocks getting paid.
Yeah. I wanted to end this episode in remembrance post Vontae Davis, former cornerback for the Dolphins, Colts, and Bills, from the DC area.
Dunbar Crimson.
Went to Dunbar High School. Went to Illinois, but I just remember he passed away. What was that, Tuesday?
Monday.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Monday. But I hearing about the news, I just remember interviewing him for a piece I was doing on his teammate, Aurelius Ben, when they were both at Dunbar. And just, you know, this was in high school, when he was in high school. But it just seemed like a cool person. Younger brother of Vernon Davis, also of the Terps, but played for the Commanders and went to Maryland. So just rest in peace. Prayers out to his family as they deal with the loss. Yeah.
His brother was saying it was some weird stuff with the sauna, I guess. So it wasn't like suicide. To get too hydrated.
Yeah.
So, sad situation all around, but RIP to him. And yeah, fine. If that's it, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for jumping on. Let us know you got any responses to anything that we've said. And we'll be back. Definitely, almost forgot to tease this out. We will be doing a top 10 prediction of the picks in the NFL draft. We only going 10 deep because I think that's where our collective knowledge of players stops after that, after 10. So we'll be including trades. So that's coming up before the draft. We'll definitely be coming on to recap the men's and women's tournament and talk about when these playing games get finalized. So until this next time, peace.